All right, everybody, this is Tim from Capes and Scowls Podcast, and with me at the very tail end of AwesomeCon, day two, we have David F. Walker, who is an awesome writer. If you haven't checked him out, you're doing something wrong. Sir, how are you?
I'm doing good. I'm a little tired, but I'm doing good.
Well, you look good.
Well, that's all that matters, right?
So I really liked your take on Shaft. That's where I first became aware of you. And then you're really tearing it up right now with Bitterroot. I also work at a store, and Bitterroot is constantly flying off the shelves.
That is good to hear. You know, it's shows like this, conventions and meeting people who work at the retailers is a great opportunity to find out how things are being received. Because sometimes you sit in your home, working from home in your underwear, and you have no idea what's going on. And this is good. So, yeah.
It is an interesting thing from the retail perspective. Issues, sometimes they sell good, sometimes they sell bad. Then they go into a trade, and they sell really good. There is kind of a movement towards trades, but that makes it tricky to know what is selling, what is not. Do you have any opinion on that?
Well, it's difficult, you know. These things cost money, and there's all these TV shows and streaming services and all these things that are demanding our money, and movies, and you know, how do you decide what you want? And it's I know I buy a lot of first issues, and then I tend to buy a lot of trades. But you know, Tom King's Mr. Miracle, which I loved, I had the first three or four issues. Then I missed like issues 5 and 6. Then I had issues 8 and 9. And it's like, well, I couldn't find 5 and 6, and then I couldn't find 2 and 3, and because I'm very disorganized with everything. And right. So it was like, well, I just got to wait for the trade now. You know, for me, the trade just becomes easier. It's like I'm not a collector so much as I'm a reader, and if I can't read the story, then what's the point of buying it? Unfortunately, the business model of the industry makes it as such that if you don't buy, say, the individual issues, it makes it difficult a lot of times for a series to continue on. And, you know, Bitterroot has done really, really well in the individual issues, and the trade is doing well, but the individual issues after issue one aren't doing as great as anyone would like them to, but they're also doing a lot better than a lot of other comics do. So they're in it's a catch-22. It's a never-ending catch-22. I don't know what the solution is.
Yeah, I agree with you, and I am also like you. I buy for a lot of first issues and then wait for trade. I think it's kind of because our society in general is very, very built on binging anymore. Just whole series drop on Netflix all at once, and
you know, and I'm not as much a binge reader so much as I'm so disorganized that I will lose stuff, and there's nothing worse than like. I can't remember what series it was, but I ended up having like 3 copies of number 3 because, oh, I forgot that I bought it, and then I misplaced one, and then I found the other one, and then, you know, oh, wait a sec, do I have, and because I'm not one of those people that writes everything down that I have, and but I do like that opportunity of you know, maybe if I'm going someplace for the afternoon, I'll take a trade with me. You know, maybe I'm taking my mother or someone to a doctor appointment. While I'm in the waiting room, I've got my book there and I can read it. I don't want to carry 8 issues of a comic with me. You know, I don't know how many I'm going to get through, but again, it's each person has their way of doing things.
Well, just to wrap this up, we're going to get kicked out of this con any second now. I really like the idea of Wonder Comics, and I really like Naomi. It's another book of yours that just keeps flying off the shelves. So if you could just give us a real quick rundown of your plans with Naomi, and I'll let you get back to doing all your awesome stuff here.
Well, Naomi is just, you know, myself and my good friend Brian Bendis. We, you know, we're figuring out a schedule to go into the next story arc. Jamal Campbell, who's the artist, is I know he's contracted to do another project, so I'm not sure what the time frame is like. But when I get back home next week, Brian and I will be teaching on Friday, but we're going to sit down and start mapping out where we're going with the story. Issue 5 just went to press. Issue 6, we're done with it. So it's all coming together. It's just a lot of it's about the timing, and we're having so much fun writing the book. We never thought people were going to respond the way they did, and it's just we're so thankful for all the support that people are showing, that it's like, you know, now we just have to make sure that we keep making an incredible book. But the thing is, as long as we have Jamal drawing it, it's always going to look great. And then all Brian and I have to do is write something that's equal to what he's drawn. It's like Jamal does the art, and then we do a rewrite on the script because it's like his art is so amazing.
Well, that's always a good thing to hear that. Yep. That the art and the writing is the collaboration is working out really well to everyone's preference. So I thank you for taking the time to talk to me. I wish you all the best. And where's the best way to reach you on social media?
You can just start off at davidfwalker.com, F as in Frankenstein, and that will lead you to my Twitter, my Instagram, the Facebook, all of it. It's a jumping off point for everything.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.